Mr. So what would you call the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace where you burn your log?
Well, that was a fireplace.
Yeah, the floor would be the... Did you have a name for the floor?
No, as I know of anything, except, well, it was a hearth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe you called it the hearth. That you come out in front of the fireplace to keep the fire from burning the wood or anything around your floor, see?
Yeah.
It's called a hearth around, not you. Well, about that far back into the house.
Mm-hmm. See? How far is that? About
24 inches back into the house, you know, the concrete and cement and stuff like that, the brick, whatever you want to make
yep.
it out of.
Uh-huh. And in the fireplace, you'd lay wood across the...
The fire dogs, they called them.
Fire dogs?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And up on the fireplace, there'd be sort of a...
Mantle.
Yeah.
Mantle shaft, yeah.
Mantle.
Kept
uh-huh.
your clock on. Oh, biggest side of time, there was, when we was kids, that's where you kept your medicine away from the children. It was a little too high for them to reach.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we didn't have such thing as medicine cabinets and things like that in that day and time. And that's where most all the medicine was kept up on top of that, because no children could reach it. And they had to slide a chair up there to it to do it, see. And so it was the safest place there was to keep it at that time.
And you'd light the fire with what kind of, what would you use?
Well, you use fat wood to start it.
Uh-huh.
See, and any kind of wood you want to pile, oak wood or a pine or anything that you want to pile it on. And
yeah, the big piece of wood you call it, I mean, the big log.
That a back log.
Back log.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now, what would, in the chimney, what would come out of
it? Smoke and soot.
Soot, right. Yeah. And then you'd, let's see, the stuff you have to clean up afterwards.
Oh, yes, the ashes. You had to take them out once a week or twice a week. They had to be cleaned out.
Uh-huh. Now about the stuff in the this, you know, looking around. This is what am I sitting in here? Did you call this
a rocker? I guess you'd call
rocker,
it
rocker. Yeah, right.
Swivel chair, I believe that one is.
How's
we
don't
have very. We have a few of the old rockers that we had when we first built up here. One or two of them we're keeping to get repaired and fixed up.
Uh-huh. And this is a what you're sitting on.
City, I believe you called them, no sure.
City.
Oh, what do you call this damn thing? My wife ought to come in here and tell you that.
Yeah. Right. Those little tables there, what would you call them?
That's a little end table there.
End table.
Yeah. Goes on there.
And the one in the middle.
Yeah. And this is supposed to be a coffee table. The set your coffee on that when you're going to serve coffee.
Right.
That's going to be some difference.
This is a pretty ceiling. It's got wood running through, you know, showing. What do you call it?
There's beams, they call them.
Beams?
Yeah. I was the first one to build this house like that, see?
Uh-huh.
So then, a few carpeted. The few that saw it carpeted. And then they come back to them now. The
uh-huh.
last few years, they started putting these back in houses again.
I see.
But this has been here over 50 years, them has.
Yeah. And that glass thing you call it there, what's the name of that, you know?
Chandelier, I believe they call them.
Chandelier, right.
I believe that's what they call them.
And this is
a table lamp.
Yeah, table lamp, right. Okay, now, this is what I'm really interested in, that big glass thing along there. What do you call that?
Well, when we had our anniversary, we went to get and to get them to build one. It's
uh-huh.
a cabinet shop. They call them a cabinet. That's what they are.
Yeah.
And so he promised us for $900 and some to build us one. Well, it looked like it was pretty big, but there was $1,000 worth of presents there. And what were you going to do?
Yeah.
Too cheap to put something for them to be seen in. And so I.